Y100 715 Second Date Update starts now.
715 Second Date Update. We already talked to Zach about his date with Megan. They worked together. He said the date went great. And then we got Megan on the phone and we found out why she wasn't calling him back.
Well, not a lot is going on with Zach. We got together for drinks and a bite to eat, and that was about it.
Okay.
Girl, like, what happened on the date? Why haven't you been talking to him? He seems interested in you. He said y'all had fun, and I mean, you hung out with him. You had more than one drink, so that means you were enjoying it somewhat. You could have just bolted
out. Okay, all true. And it's just that the thing is that we work in the same place, not in the same department. In fact, I work several floors above where he works. I just don't feel comfortable dating somebody who I work with.
Okay, but it sounds like you guys don't even work in the same department.
Or so, see each other ever.
Or don't see each other at work. Would it be that big of a problem?
That's true, and I just feel that word would get around. I don't want any rumors to start. What would happen if he got a promotion down the line and everybody would start whispering that it was because he was dating me? I just want to avoid all of that.
Are you his boss?
No, but I am in a position that's a little higher than his.
Okay. Interesting.
Megan, we actually have Zach on the phone with us, and we wanted to...
Oh.
He wanted to know, so it's okay. You're completely honest. That's all right. Zach, you there?
Yeah. Hey, Megan. How are you?
Hi, Zach. I'm good.
This is interesting.
Zach, why don't you just tell us how you're feeling?
Yeah, I mean, that's news. I wish I knew that's how you felt. You know, it's not exactly what I wanted to hear, but I mean, I understand. I mean, it makes sense. Like, you're definitely higher up in the company than me. You've been working there much longer, so, you know, I wouldn't want my name kind of dragged through the dirt either. So I kind of see what she's saying, you know. I don't really agree, because I feel like we did have some kind of connection, you know. Like, I feel like we could maybe be adults about it if you'd like, and just kind of keep it really, you know, low key, and, you know, be completely professional at work. Or, you know, if you just want to be friends, that's fine, or just not even hang out, I guess. But I just feel like there was something there, so hopefully in the future, you know, you can maybe come back to that and we can possibly give it a try, or just stay friends. I don't really care, but I just hope that,
Zach,
you keep an open mind.
You're a great guy. I mean I've accepted you as a Facebook friend, which incidentally didn't give you permission to find my phone number. But still,
is it in the work directory?
Oh, he said he got it from your friend.
Yeah.
But you're a nice guy. I did have fun, and maybe there was something there. But I can't afford that kind of relationship under the same roof.
Wow, this is so interesting to me.
It is interesting, because I don't really know what to say and what kind of advice to give on this.
I really just wish we had like 10 more minutes to talk to y'all, because I feel like the more we talk, the more the feelings will come out.
Well, that's a great point. What about you guys talking more, maybe on a second date? And if you come to the conclusion that it'd be better to be friends, great. If not, maybe you could take it to the next level.
I've kind of made my conclusion.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's what it sounded like.
Throw it down.
Yeah, I mean, I understand, Megan. I totally understand. I'm not gonna force the issue. But you know, hopefully in the future, you know, if you do want to, you know, go back out, I really hope that you, you know, think
come
about
on,
me.
Come on over to my department.
I really appreciate that, Zach. And maybe who knows what'll happen in the future. I don't know. Maybe. But that's the best I can do right now.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, Zach, I'm sorry I didn't work out for you, but maybe we nipped this in the butt before it got awkward, or more awkward, I should probably say. I wish you luck, man. And Megan, thank you for being open and honest with us as well. And you guys have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, thanks.
Hear all the second date updates on your free Y100 app.